Welcome to the third of six ministry highlights on the topic of campus ministry. This is Pastor Marcus Zill, LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and LCMSU. During this time together, we're highlighting five different types of campus ministries. Last week, we talked to a full-time campus pastor, Reverend Daniel Burhop, at what we would consider a traditional town gown church that basically serves one single campus, the University Lutheran Chapel in Boulder, Colorado. Today, I'm pleased to have with us another full-time campus pastor, Reverend Eric Andre. Pastor Andre serves as the campus pastor at First Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where they serve students in a more urban setting, and there are oodles of different colleges and universities where Pastor Andre and his congregation are present. Welcome, Pastor Andre.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Pastor Andre, give us some background about your specific context of campus ministry. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, so in some ways, we are also a town and gown ministry, a little bit different than Pastor Burhop's context, in that we have a traditional, you know, regular congregation with a full-time parish pastor. But in February of 2001, they called me to be the first full-time campus pastor that the Synod has had here in Pittsburgh. The congregation, First Trinity, the building itself is about a 10-minute walk from the University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon University. It's about another 50-minute walk from two smaller schools, Carlo University and Chatham University, and we're a short bus ride from Duquesne University. So we have here in the immediate, Pittsburgh itself has the sixth highest concentration of college students in the country. It's a very urban setting. We're in the third largest business district in the state, and we have about 85,000 college students attending school within a five-mile radius of First Trinity, and about half of those within, maybe more than half, I would say, within walking distance. So that's our setting. So we're multi-school. We are a parish, but we also have the full-time campus ministry, and that's where I come in. That's my focus, really, solely, is the students.
Well, that's fantastic. I have often told people that there's two frontiers in campus ministry in the future. One of them is the community college, which getting close to 50% of our young people go to school at community colleges. But yeah, we also have these urban centers, places like the Loop in Chicago, places like Boston, Pittsburgh, Philly, Washington, D.C., where we have huge, huge numbers of college students. And it doesn't fit kind of the traditional mold of just plopping down a church somewhere, because when you have like 14 different campuses, where do you put it? And so you must keep yourself quite busy getting around all these places.
Yeah, I'm on campus a good bit. I mean, this week I will be at Chatham University for an interfaith council meeting, a luncheon, and then something they call Mug Club in the afternoon, which is kind of a beer thing they do for grad students. I'll be actually, they're having the multi-faith council members bartend. So, and then I'll be at one of the community colleges.
There are perks for being a campus pastor.
You know, and there's a multi-site community college here that's very large, and I'll be at an activities fair for that later on today, actually. I'll be up at Carnegie Mellon to play basketball with some of the students later in the week. So I'm on campus a lot. I'm in and out a lot, but it's really a blessing. I mean, it's very exciting. There's certainly never a dull moment. It's great to be with the students this way.
Well, one of the things that that you just underscored there, Pastor Andre, is how important it is for us to be on campus. Those of us in campus ministry, those who are maybe listening that are interested in starting campus ministry, it's absolutely important. It's crucial to really kind of be out on the turf of the college students themselves and draw them to your congregation. Does that have its challenges, though? What are some of the challenges that you and your congregation face doing campus ministry, especially with students all over the place?
Well, obviously there's the kind of traditional, or at least what's become the traditional challenges of all the, you know, the isms, secularism and Darwinism and Marxism even. I think the only place in America Marxism still has any breath is on campus. But I really think perhaps the biggest challenge is just the level of busyness, what Dietrich Bonhoeffer called ungodly haste. These kids in this generation of students, and even before them, have from, you know, almost from infancy, one could say, have been going to ballet lessons and tennis lessons and piano lessons, and they don't know anything else, and they're often so busy that, you know, time for God, time for worship, time for Bible study, can be a real challenge. You know, we've had students involved in athletics who, well, I can't come to church Sunday because we have practice at 11 a.m. and, well, that's when our divine service is, or they have a game at noon and, you know, got to be there early. So that's a real challenge to help the students balance and prioritize their schedules, and to understand that time is a gift from God and we are called to redeem the time.
Now, Pastor Andre, how long have you served as a campus pastor there at First Trinity now?
I've been there since February 2001, so a little bit over 13 and a half years.
And I bet every year's been just a little different.
Well, you know, that's another thing that is a blessing of campus ministry, is it's both a blessing and a challenge, is that you lose, of course, students, and that's the hard part, saying goodbye to students every year that you've gotten close to over the past 4 or 5 years. But it also is invigorating because you have a whole new set of students each year that come in with new needs and desires and personalities. And so, yeah, every year is different because, in a sense, my parish, which I consider to be these 85,000 students within the 5-mile radius of this congregation, every year my parish has a different makeup. And that keeps you on your toes, makes things exciting. I love it.
Now, you mentioned that your parish is some 85,000 students. What is it? Is there a difference between college student ministry and campus ministry? Sometimes I've been asked, what is campus ministry? You're ministering to the whole campus? And sometimes we don't think about that, but it sounds like you view that as this is your place.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is, and this comes a little bit from maybe my Swedish background, where the church in Sweden understands parish as a geographical area, and those people within that are the ones you are to serve. These are my neighbors, and these students, especially for me as a campus pastor, are the neighbors that I am called to serve through my vocation as a campus pastor. So I view all of them in some way as those that I need to reach with spiritual care. Of course, it's in a way audacious to say 85,000, and, you know, from a human point of view, that's not going to realistically happen, but I see myself as campus pastor, as spiritual shepherd for all these students, the ones that I've met and hopefully the ones that I will meet, and maybe some that I have not yet met, but that's why I reach out to. And it includes, you know, faculty and staff as well. We shouldn't shortchange that. We have had very good relations with faculty and staff over the years, and we have faculty advisors at both Carnegie Mellon and Pitt that are very active in the congregation here and in relationships with students. So, it's a wonderful challenge. It's all encompassing in terms of the size and the scope and the possibilities. The possibilities are really endless.
Well, that's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that with us. Can you give our listeners one especially joyous story concerning college students at your campus ministry?
Well, I tell you, it's hard. It's really hard to narrow it down to one. Campus ministry, I really truly believe, is our most important domestic mission. Various statistics show that we lose. I saw one statistic that the Lutherans who are confirmed are out of the church 85% of them by the age of 25. So that's through the college year. Even if that statistic is half right, it's shocking and disturbing. So it just speaks to the importance of sustaining the faith of those who come to college, as well as, of course, reaching out to those who do not know Christ. And we've had many, many, joyous occasions over the years where we have seen students come out of depression. We've saved, there's been marriages that have been saved through campus ministry, addictions broken. But I would say the highlight is always baptisms. You know, when you have a student, an adult, who is baptized, who is brought into the family of God, who is brought out of darkness into light and becomes a Christian, that's just the most exciting thing for me to be part of as a pastor. And we had a baptism earlier this year of a young man who was raised in a, by and large, a secular Jewish household. We have another young woman from Korea who is now engaged to one of our students, and she's taking catechesis and will probably be baptized later this fall. We have a first-generation American Indian student, again, dating one of our active members. She's in catechesis and will probably be baptized probably in the spring. And then we had a Chinese woman, well, Japanese, but she lives in China, who was here as a part of our English as a Second Language program. She has returned to China but we were able to connect her with one of our missionaries there on the ground, and she's continuing her studies and desires baptism as well. So I know that's more than one, but if you put that all under holy baptism, that's where it's at, Marcus. That's where the rubber hits the road, and there's nothing more exciting.
Well, that's what it's about, my friend, and that's why we love campus ministry. If you could say one thing, Pastor Andre, to a senior in high school as they're thinking about where they're going to go to college, what would it be?
That the most important factor by far, the most important factor by far, is of the colleges you are looking at, which ones have a faithful Lutheran campus ministry or nearby congregation to which you can easily get that will nourish and sustain you in mind, body, and soul, unlike any other entity there is there. That is the single most important factor. All the other things, the major you choose, the faculty, even distance from home, friendships, all of that, especially the studies, are to a great extent what you make of them. Your social life, your studies, are to a great extent what you invest in them. Of course, there's differences among the schools. I'm not saying that. But the single most important factor that, in a sense, you can't control is there a faithful Lutheran campus ministry or congregation nearby?
Fantastic words of wisdom, Pastor Andre. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for all that you and your congregation does to care for and reach out to all those 85,000 college students that are your neighbors. We appreciate you being with us.
Pastor Zill, thank you, and thank you for everything you do for LCMS Campus Ministry.
And speaking of which, what is LCMSU? LCMSU is an initiative to connect and support Lutheran students as they head off to college and face countless challenges to their biblical worldview, doctrine, ethics, and practices. LCMSU provides a place to connect and encourage parents, congregations, and campus ministries. As we like to say, college is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. If you're a college student, work with college students, or want to be involved in campus ministry, please join us this coming January 5th to 7th in St. Louis for Taboo, the long-awaited follow-up to the 2013 Unwrapped National Campus Ministry Conference. We will once again be returning to St. Louis University. You can learn more about Taboo and everything associated with LCMSU at lcms.org/lcmsu. This is Pastor Marcus Zill, LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and LCMSU.